Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The Summer Olympics are upon us, well, or upon Paris, actually, but me and a billion of my closest friends will be watching from a distance. I like the games a lot. Just about all the games are interesting because the participants, the athletes, are so darn good at what they do. Whether it's the 4x100 relay or the balance beam, we will be watching the best athletes in the world compete. Which brings me to one big thing that I don't like about the Olympic Games. I have a very hard time with the events that are judged. You know, the events where a bunch of experts in a sport sit and rate the performances of the athletes who are actually doing the sport. Allow me to give you an example that will help to illustrate my point. Imagine playing 9 innings of baseball, 3 hours in a well-played back-and-forth contest. You've worked and practiced for years to get as good as you are. You're in the major leagues of baseball, at the top of the top. You've given your best for 9 innings, and so has the other team. And the game is over. Now suppose you had to go to your dugout and sit there. Sit there until 7 baseball experts decided who won the game, which side played the best. In other words, what if the winner of a baseball game were determined by a vote? It doesn't matter whether you're talking about 60 minutes of football or 48 minutes of basketball or 5 sets of tennis. If you had to take a seat at the finish of your event and wait for a bunch of judges to decide who was better, well, that would make you nuts, right? Picture the Brewers standing along the foul line at the end of the game, hats off and towels around their necks, staring up at the scoreboard as it flashed the judges' marks. 5.8, 5.6, 5.6, etc., etc. Now the TV announcer shouts, "I can't believe it! The judges have given the game to the Cubs! The Brewers lose by 0.3 of a point." It would be preposterous, wouldn't it? All that work just to find out that 7 politically appointed hacks thought the other team was better. You lose because the judges say so. Nonsense. I guess you know where this is going. I have an issue with voting-based results in sports. Come to think of it, I take issue with voting-based outcomes in any competitive venue, whether it's American Idol or the uneven bars. If the winner is determined by what voters say, the results are necessarily bogus. That's why quantifiable scoring was invented. That's why humans figured out a long, long time ago to attach points, runs, distances, times, and the order of finish to their games. When one can say with certainty that Olga ran the 400 meters 1 second faster than Brianna, one can safely say that Olga won. When the Croatian basketball team scores 11 more points than Italy, the Croatians won. Anything that doesn't have objective standards by which to determine a winner, well, it should not have a winner. Winning or losing is for events that have self-evident outcomes, points, heights, times. If you can't measure the results in meters and minutes, it's an exhibition. Now please understand, I think gymnasts are some of the greatest athletes in the world. They are in such perfect condition and perform such feats as to be the stuff of dreams. There isn't a baseball player on the planet who could hold a candle to an all-round gymnast in strength, flexibility, or stamina. But we seem to need winners and losers in everything, don't we? So we take beautiful exhibitions like the floor exercises or vaulting and throw judges at them. I think we should get over it. Winning and losing is for sports with measurable outcomes. The rest is showbiz. The rest are exhibitions. Who won on the balance beam? Who won on the rings? We shouldn't even ask the question. We should revel in the gymnast's athletic performances and then switch to track and field if we want winners and losers. It's too late for these Olympics, but just once I would like to see the athletes sitting in judgment of the experts, the jocks judging the judges. What a show that would be.